Any messages?
Oh, yeah, they're on the desk. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him or I should.
Mary Jo, get it out. Suzanne, he didn't call.
I just said they were messages. I didn't say they were from your colonel.
Oh, I can't believe he hasn't called.
Oh, well, don't feel too bad. We can always double with Bubba and Dwayne.
Who's Bubba and Dwayne?
Oh, just some guys who told us they love us at the stoplight. They were in a big red truck, gun rack on the back, duck hunter's hats on, Playboy key hanging from the rearview mirror. I mean, isn't it just incredible that those people are still out there floating around? I mean, it's like a Japanese soldier that stumbled out of the forest 8 years after World War II. I mean, I just want to shake them and say, Bubba, Dwayne, it's over.
Funny how you and Charlene always attract that redneck element, but I never have any problems with it myself. I wonder why that is.
No, you don't.
Julia, are you sure that you were here the whole time?
Yes, Charlene, I am. I remember because I was trying to work. Suzanne was talking.
I don't understand it. We had the best time the other night. Now, I know y'all think I say that all the time, but this is different, you know. As far as I'm concerned, Bill's the last guy on my dance card.
Well, then, Charlene, you better wise up and start playing a little more hard to get.
Come on, Suzanne. I told you I don't like to play games.
I don't care. Men like a little challenge, like high. I went to visit him in intensive care today. Well, he forgot to tell his secretary to send me flowers this week, so I just let him know I didn't appreciate it. When he stuck that little hand out from under that oxygen tent, I didn't take it. I'd have shook my finger at him. He grinned. He loved it.
Suzanne, you are playing hard to get with a man in intensive care.
Oh, come on. It's not like it's the first time he's been in there. All I'm saying is, Charlene is way too accessible. I mean, every time your colonel calls, you're right on top of the phone. You go out with him every time he asks. You have to learn to play these things out, to advertise what you have and then withhold.
You know, Suzanne, you belong with Bubba and Dwayne. You're obviously from the same glacier. Women don't do that anymore.
Oh, pooey. They do it. They just do it behind Gloria Steinem's back.
Anyway, what do you mean, advertise and then withhold?
I mean, you should greet them at the door in something seductive and skimpy. Then, don't let anything happen that night. And when he asks you out for the next time, tell him you're busy. It never hurts to hurt them a little in the beginning.
Or why not just go all the way? Wouldn't it be more simple and direct to just greet him at the door completely naked and then slam his hand in it?
Okay. I'm just trying to be more helpful.
Anthony, you're a man.
Right.
Now, be honest. If you like a woman, do you like her even more if she acts like she doesn't like you?
No, I've never been very big on that one.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't answer so fast. Think about it. I mean, if you find someone very desirable, doesn't it pique your interest more if she gives you a little challenge? I mean, you don't want someone that's going to be at your beck and call every time you snap your fingers.
Actually, you're wrong. I think I would kind of like that finger-snapping thing. Why would I want someone who isn't going to be there when I need her and isn't going to want me when I want her?
Oh, just forget it.
Thank you very much. You know, I really enjoy these little man-on-the-street quizzes that you all give me. Feel free at any time. It just sort of puts a little button on my day. I appreciate it very much. Thank you again.
Oh, what if it's him?
Just remember, hard to get.
Sugar Bakers. Hi.
It's him.
Nothing, just working. Tonight at 7? I'm sorry, Bill, but I just couldn't possibly make it tonight at 7. 7:15? Sure, 7:15.
And that's Harold Thomas on Daddy's lap, then Mama, Dwayne, and Odell.
Incredible. 10 brothers and sisters.
Don't worry, you're not expected to learn all their names.
Oh, wait a minute, not so fast. I see this dress you have on.
Oh, that was my 25th birthday.
You're so beautiful. This doesn't look like a Baptist dress.
What's a Baptist dress look like?
It has a higher neck.
Well, that's enough about me. You know how many times we've been out and I've never even seen a picture of your parents?
Is that so strange?
It is to me. I like knowing other people's families.
I'm just sorry you'll never get to meet my dad.
Me too. Oh, those your sisters?
Mm-hmm. Emily and Olivia.
Who's this?
That's Nancy. Yeah, I don't think there's much else in there.
You never told me how long you were married.
6 years, 6 months, 4 days.
I had a good friend who died of cancer.
Charlie and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I love old things. I love old people. I love just sitting on the porch listening to them talk. I've never fit in with my own generation. Now, I hate all that MTV stuff, you know, those rock videos. They're just too cool. It's not normal, you know? I mean, I see 8-year-old kids now tossing their hair back and sucking their cheeks in. You know, everybody acts like they're in a movie. And I still love all the songs my parents love.
Yeah, your taste is a little eclectic, isn't it? The Mills Brothers and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, right now I'm into Jerry Lee's cousin, Mickey Gilley.
I didn't know they were cousins.
Oh, sure. They had that other cousin, Jimmy Swaggart, the minister. You know, he's probably the sexiest man in America. Present company excluded. Anyway, where was I?
And you love the old things.
Yeah, I guess I am sentimental. You know, they tore down the old movie theater at home. I cry every time I go by it. But I can be tough, too. You know, right now I'm writing a letter to the Southern Baptist Convention because some of them think women can't be ministers. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Well, I can get fired up about something. Somehow I get the feeling people don't take me seriously. Yeah, especially men.
Charlene, you just have this quality that puts men in mind of other things.
Yeah, Suzanne says I should be more mysterious.
You're mysterious.
Oh, yeah, I've babbled on all night. You make me nervous.
You make me crazy.
And I've talked way too much. Now you know everything about me.
Not yet, but I intend to. Well, I have to teach a flight class in the morning.
I wish you didn't have to go.
And me too.
I had such a good time tonight.
Come here. You know this is getting real serious.
I know.
I'm fond of you.
Me too. You think if we made mad passionate love for about 2 or 3 years and we were all finished, we'd still be friends?
I think we'd be friends. I know one thing. Never be finished.
We could say a good time was had by all.
Yes, we could. But this time I'm not getting carried away. I'm going to keep a cool and level head. But I would like to go on record as just saying one thing.
What's that?
He's pretty darn cute. You know, he hangs on every word I say. I mean, he's just the sweetest, most thoughtful, kindest person I've ever met. You know, of all those people whose pants zip up the front. Phil!
Charlene.
What are you doing here?
I went by your apartment to put the new lock on, but you forgot to leave me a key.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where my mind is.
I do. In the gutter.
Listen, I need to talk to you. Can you take a break?
Oh, y'all can stay here.
Oh, yes. We need to check some inventory in the storeroom.
I'm sorry about the lock.
Charlene, I have to talk to you.
Well, what's the matter, honey? You look terrible. Come sit down.
I went to bed. I went walking in the park and then out to the airport. Sat in my plane.
Your little jet fighter plane?
No, I told you I have a little biplane on my own. I restored it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's just no good way to do this.
Lord, just get it over with. You're a criminal, a killer, a woman, what?
I'm an SOB.
Why?
Because I can't see you anymore.
Good enough for me. Thanks for stopping by.
Where are you going?
I have to run an errand.
Charlene, I just can't handle it. When I'm with you, it's the best time of my life. When I leave, I'm all torn up inside. I'm not ready for this relationship.
Oh, please. At least you could have come up with some new material. Where do you guys get this stuff?
You don't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. I understand that you came here expecting a scene. Well, you're not going to get one. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Colonel, but I've been run over by this train before, and you know something? It doesn't even hurt anymore. It just feels numb.
Find anything. She's so meticulous. But only she understands her system. That's how she makes herself indispensable. But I'm not kidding. She's completely wasted in decorating. She ought to be with the KGB. You'll never guess who was on TV last night. Trust me, we are not in the mood to guess. Just tell us.
Charlene.
Charlene?
Our Charlene?
That's right. She was on that home shopping program. Well, actually, it was just her voice. You know, Consuela had it on in the kitchen. I just couldn't believe it. You know, they had some pretty good buys on flatware. Well, what did she say? I mean, how'd you know it was Charlene?
Oh, you could just tell. I mean, her voice was all, you know, depressed and monotone, and you could sort of hear it sniffling in the background. Then, of course, the real clincher was when she said her name was Charlene Fraser.
Poor kid. Now she's reduced to home shopping. I mean, I've seen her upset over a man before, but nothing like this. She's not on any vacation. She's over there at that apartment, just sitting out on that balcony in her bathrobe and earmuffs and a trench coat.
How do you know that?
We drove by and saw her.
Now, why is she out there on that balcony?
She's waiting for an eclipse, Suzanne.
She's depressed.
She's suicidal. She's not thinking straight. Get it?
I think we better cruise over there again.
So do I. And this time, we're going in.
Well, now, she sounded okay to me on the home shopping. I mean, you know, she sounded like someone who was upset but had a plan.
Yeah?
What did she buy?
Well, a man's wedding ring and an electric power saw.
I appreciate y'all coming over. I really do, but I'm fine. I just need some vacation time.
Vacation, my foot. Is that what you call sitting out on the balcony in your bathrobe?
Helps me to think.
Yeah? What do you think about?
Mostly I think about why y'all keep driving by.
Charlene, we're worried about you. I understand this man has hurt you. You have a right to want some time alone, but my word, you've just completely given up. I mean, you've always been so fastidious. Now you don't go out. You don't care anything about your appearance.
Julia, I seem to remember when you thought Reese didn't want to marry you, you locked yourself in your room for 4 days.
Yes, but I kept myself up. I wore a different bed jacket every day. I ate bonbons. I watched a couple of soap operas. It was all very innocent. I mean, you're eating out of food cans and calling a home shopping club.
So?
So you're beginning to look like Shelley Winters in Bloody Mama. And we want you to knock it off.
Well, if I offend y'all, then just don't come over.
Charlene, can I ask you something?
What?
How did you get through on that home shopping program?
I've got a better question. Why were you ordering a man's wedding ring and a power saw?
I ordered the wedding ring for my brother Odell because he lost his, and the power saw is for my daddy's birthday, okay? Look, y'all don't have to monitor my every move. I'm not going to do myself in. But right now, I just don't care about anything. I haven't exactly had good luck with men in the past, but this was different. Bill was different.
Anthony wants me to ask if you'd like to have him beaten up.
Oh, that's so sweet. Tell him thanks, maybe some other time.
Well, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about him that's intrinsically decent, and I think it still may surface.
Well, thanks, but don't hold your breath.
Well, meanwhile, you can't just sit in here and vegetate.
I don't vegetate. My life is very full. I watch TV. I order things.
What kind of things?
I don't know. Mostly stuff from the Franklin Mint. And I've gained some insights, too. You know, like Bob Barker really does look better since he let his hair go gray. And Vanna White probably really is kind of dumb.
I used to defend her, but she gets much too elated turning over those letters.
Well, good. Just so long as it hasn't been a total waste.
Intrinsically decent, huh?
I suppose you think it's pretty strange, my inviting you over here tonight.
Well, a little.
You're right. It is strange, and also presumptuous. In fact, I was just sitting here thinking it's like something Jane Wyman would do on Falcon Crest.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with
it. It doesn't matter. It's just that Jane is always into everybody else's business. And when the person she has over doesn't behave just the way she wants them to, she has a way of doing something thoughtless, like burning down their vineyard.
Well, I hope my vineyard's not about to go up in flames. I assume this is about Charlene.
Not exactly. I invited you over here to show you some artwork.
Your artwork?
Mm-hmm. I wanted you to see it because it represents almost 5 wasted years of my life. After my husband Hayden died, I spent the first year looking out the window and feeling sorry for myself, and then I started painting all this nonsense. I knew I didn't have any talent as an artist, but these gave me an excuse not to have to see or talk to anybody.
So what made you change?
Well, I'd like to say I did it myself, but actually, I met someone, Mr. Reese Watson. One of the first things he told me was how bad my paintings were. I thought then how much Hayden would have liked him for that, how the two of them might have become friends. You see, I had been running from a ghost, and Reese just invited him right into our relationship. He said, Julia Sugarbaker, he's an attorney, very theatrical anyway, he said, Julia Sugarbaker, you just keep all the memories and pictures of Hayden McElroy that you want to. Because quite frankly, I don't think I'd want to be with the woman who tried to stop loving her husband just because he died. See, I'd been thinking it was an either-or proposition. I hadn't realized that it could be all three of us. Your wife? What was her name?
Nancy.
Nancy. I know she had cancer. My husband had 3 heart attacks. Isn't there a song that says the most we can hope for is to die in our sleep? Well, our loved ones didn't get that privilege. That leaves the person who's left behind with a lot of guilt.
Is it that obvious, the way I look at Charlene?
Let's just say you have the look of a man who's been released from prison and been assigned Anne Margaret as his parole officer.
So how do you get rid of this guilt?
It isn't easy. It takes a lot of time and the love of somebody pretty wonderful. You've certainly got that second part covered.
Yeah, God knows that's true.
I've been talking a lot, but I guess what I've been trying to say is that Charlene has the biggest heart of anyone I know. I think she has room for both you and your Nancy. What do you think?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. I think it's time I found out.
Hello?
Don't hang up. Do you want to go flying?
Where?
Maybe Gulf Shores? We could go to the beach, take a picnic. I thought you might wear that Baptist dress.
It's winter.
So it is. My mistake.
Well, I guess I really screwed up this time, didn't I?
Charlene.
What?
I just want you to know that I love you.
Where's the hangar?
You give your hand. Then you say hello. and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well.
You wore the dress.
Yeah. What's the matter?
You just look so beautiful.
My favorite. That was sweet.
Charlene, I want to explain some
You're
things.
I talked to Julia.
You did?
Yeah, you don't think I came all the way out here just because you told me you loved me, do you?
I'd like to tell you about Nancy. I'd like for you to know her.
I want to.
See, I never expected to fall in love again. Then you came along and you made me feel so good and guilty, even ashamed.
No one would believe this, but you're the first man I've ever completely trusted.
Come here. Listen to me. I'll never let you down again. I want to take care of you. I want you to be my girl. I want to know every inch of you, and when I'm done, I want to start all over again. Just say you'll give me a chance.
I've missed you so.
You never, never know the one that loves you so.
Can I have this dance?
I thought we were going flying.
The weather's turned on us. How do you feel about an indoor picnic? I brought a blanket.
You wouldn't be trying to seduce me now, would you?
Hey, I don't care if it's standing up or lying down. Just so you're next to me. It's for 50 years.
Bill?
Yeah.
I love you too.
There's been others before me, but I'm the one. I came alive when you came along. You brought life into me. Honey, I don't care